You're listening to Good News, Good Music, 24 hours a day. KDNW 90.5 FM.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's the mood? What's the word on the street?
I'm in the mood for love.
I've got a loose ear thing. I don't hear you. You have an agenda?
Should be on. You're on the wrong one.
So we don't have a fifth tonight.
Where's Levi?
He's coming later.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's... I think he thought that Gerber...
Oh, was going to be coming. Here.
Yeah, I think so.
And then he texted and said he couldn't make it.
Yeah, everybody's excited about the local shows, so... They don't have to do as much.
Yeah. That's true. It's so weird.
It's so laid back.
Let's say there's a difference between not being able to make it and just saying, I'm not coming. Let's put it that way.
Don't you think, though, most of it is just when you say that or when you hear people say that, they're just not coming. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not
able. It's not going to be able to make it. It's like, I decided to make other plans.
Yeah. When Nick had said that he wasn't coming, I was like, yeah, we already know because you hadn't responded in 4 hours. So I'd already checked you off the bus.
I figured he'd be playing Fart Knife.
Yeah, I came here yesterday and I was starving.
Playing what?
Fart Knife.
That Fortnite?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
what I call it because I think it's a stupid game.
Have you ever played it, though?
No. I've seen it and it looks too fun.
So you mock what
and
you don't
And I know
understand.
That I'll be too into it.
Yeah.
Similar to some other hobbies. Like, I don't get into them because I know I'd be too invested.
Checkers.
Have you ever been in any hobbies, like, in your life?
Golf.
But like
playing guitar,
he means
hockey,
golf, hockey.
Where you have collectibles or something like that, or did you ever
the
action
whole
figures?
Whole 30. I collected bouncy balls when I was in elementary school.
Okay,
okay.
Bouncy balls,
like
those bouncy balls. Yeah,
I used to have a super
drawer.
It was about the size of a baseball.
And it could go like 300 yards in the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those were cool.
That was nice. But then you'd do it on the street, but one bounce, it would go forward like probably 300 yards.
Oh, right.
It was very out
and you have to
like
chase
over
it.
Three neighbors' houses.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So now you would just let it go and buy another one. But at the time, were you like panicked? Like, there goes my toy?
Well, I mean, you know, you get one kid on the other end of the street, and you'd bounce it, and you learn how that second bounce goes forward.
Right.
Like, it bounces normal, and then it has a spin, and then
some top spin. Right.
Yeah. And it was pretty dense. I mean, it hurt if you got hit with it.
Oh, yeah.
You grew up with streets.
Yeah.
Luxury.
Yes.
We had dirt.
Did you?
We had dirt and gravel. We lived on the school campus, which was a gravel circular drive around. Like, we had no pavements in Era at all. So I always hear these stories
dirt
of people
so
doing
great.
All this stuff. It was great for stickball and all that stuff, but our bouncy balls just stayed in our closet.
Just, well, like when we first moved into our neighborhood, it was a new neighborhood, and it was, we called them gullies. I guess the building companies would take out for the foundation.
Oh, I know.
And they would have these huge mounds of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember, you know, having dirt cloud fights and playing in those gullies all day long. And, dirt is amazing.
Yeah. My favorite childhood memory still is when we moved to Era, I was in sixth grade, and they were tearing down the main building, and it was old wooden floors, like in the hallways, and all these old thick paint glass windows, and they were going to demolish it 2 weeks after we had moved there. And so I was like, hey, do you care if I roller skate in the school? And my dad was like, no, you can do whatever. You don't have to worry about it. They're going to break. So my brother and I roller skated all around the classrooms with baseball bats and just smashed the windows and smashed the walls.
Because they were tearing it down?
Because they were tearing it all down.
Oh,
they were raising the whole thing. And so it was, it was so much fun for 2 weeks. We got to just destroy a school.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a kid's dream.
Dirt or mud?
Oh, mud. Absolutely.
Mud?
Yeah. Okay. Because it's malleable, you can make a fort, you can throw. I've been reading a lot lately. You can make a mud ball that's hard enough that you can actually throw it, so it can be a weapon, it can be shelter, it can cool you down, it can keep mosquitoes off of you.
Yeah.
Mud is where
make
it's at.
Make a house out of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a mud fort?
Oh yeah. Again, Era.
I have not made a mud fort. No.
Yeah, I grew up in O'Fallon, so no mud forts. Being forged.
We had these creeks with these deep like cliffs, not cliffs, but like, you know, 6 foot, 7 foot high, you know, I guess little small cliffs, mini cliffs, cliffs that smoked as children. So they were stunted. And we would dig out like little holes that we could sneak up in and hide up in, you know, kind of in the walls of it. Very Rambo-esque.
Do you ever think about that? Like if we ever got attacked, like, you know, like if Al-Qaeda came to O'Fallon or, you know.
Yeah.
Like...
Just they wouldn't building. Come to East St. Louis because it's already been done. Like somebody's
street,
already destroyed it.
What would we do, like,
yeah,
to make our own? Like, what would you do? What would be the best way to protect yourself from an outside invasion?
My kids and I have this conversation all the time, but it's not Al Qaeda. It's a little more realistic. It's zombie apocalypse. Like, what
yes,
would we do?
Which is happening.
Yeah, and we have it all planned out. We would climb up on the roof. We would take 22s because all you have to do is hit them in the head. And so, like, on Walking Dead, they're always using, like, deer rifles and stuff like that. You don't need a high-caliber gun. It just has to permeate the brain.
Is that how you kill a zombie?
Yeah, you permeate the brain. And
I thought you couldn't kill them.
No, yeah, you just have to stab. You can stab them in the brain. You can, you know, poke them.
Oh, it's brain-related.
It's brain-related. If you hit their brain, somehow it just makes them stop. So we would get, because 22 bullets are super cheap, so we would get all these 22 bullets, take all our 22s up on the roof, and just pick them off one by one.
So you'd be up high. You would
be
like
up high,
a low.
Yeah.
Elevated. Okay. Do you guys have any friends that are serious about the apocalypse? Like have backup materials, stuff in their basement?
Well, we have it naturally because we're from Texas.
Texas
do you actually?
More
we actually,
so.
I mean, I have an arsenal of guns and ammo.
But, I mean, do you have, I'm talking like backup food and water in a basement. Like you're actually ready for something to happen. Whether it's the government or zombies or whatever.
Here's our thing. And again, we've talked extensively about this. We feel like, especially if we could make it to my parents' ranch, I can't believe how much we've talked about this, but we're going to you know, make sure we secured our area to where we had a clear break, which again, being up on the roof, you could see what's going on in the town, and then we would try to get on the road, and if we could make it to my parents' ranch, or Sarah's ranch, which is even closer, if we could make it to one of those, we could live off the land for a long time.
Really?
Off yeah. As long as we have water and then, yeah, and hunting and what we grow and just being able to eat things that grow wild. And
I want to be paired up with you if something like that happens. Like if I can find
I can't think of a better person.
Some amateur pilot to fly me down there.
Yeah.
Take me to Bob's.
And take me to Bob's because I don't want to touch anything gross and I don't want to kill anything. But I want you to do all that for me.
So would you just stand behind me and go, hey, I'd like that deer.
I would stay at home around the fire. I would do all of the, what's the word, domestic responsibilities. Uh-huh. So I'd cook for you. I'd make your bed. I'd do your laundry, all of that kind of stuff. And then you could go out and do the manly stuff.
So if you like chicken nuggets and pizza.
Yeah, Caleb would be the guy.
Mac and cheese. Occasional avocado toast with some buffalo sauce sprinkled.
Yeah.
I'll give you our... Our happy
then
hour
he,
menu.
Then Caleb, he is your domesticated man.
No, Caleb, I believe that if you were put in that situation, that you would, your inner...
You'd figure it out.
Your instincts would take over and you'd be fine.
Do you think that's how most of us would be? Like survival instincts would kick in and you'd be like, I'm going to kill this squirrel and roast it.
I think most of the people would be like that. I think they would freeze, panic,
and
get
die.
Their brains eaten.
Really?
Are we still on the zombie?
No. I'm talking more
Red
like...
Red Dawn.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not talking zombies. I'm talking something realistic.
I think the herd would be thinned out so fast.
You think people would go weeks without food versus, like, kill a squirrel with their bare hands and roast
it? Oh, I see what you're saying. They would fight their moral dilemma and kill stuff to survive?
Maybe not moral, but maybe just fear of killing something or they think it's gross or whatever.
No, I think people would get over that. The second you get really, really hungry, you start... Like second guessing your belief system and stuff. So I think people would get over that and they would start eating stuff.
We have a family friend that actually has a stash in his basement that I won't mention the name, but Dad, do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And how long is it that he said they could live for? Like 6 months or a year?
Something like that.
And he's had it for a few years now and he truly believes something like that is going to happen. And I mean, he's a well-rounded, sane individual. He's got a family, and he's like, you'll be calling me when this happens.
Do you ever do that? You have Blue Apron, you just order a little extra every once in a while and
well,
just stash away?
I guess so. I guess, but if ever there's nuclear war, I mean, I think I'm just going to run out there and just take my medicine. I don't think I'm going to linger.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people would get thinned out and just give up easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, realistically, even if you have that backup stash, let's say it is a nuclear war, for example, how long are you going to be able to stay in the safety of your home until your home just blows up or somebody burns it down, even with all of the food and resources? You know what I mean? Like, that's probably not going to do you much good unless you're a really good defender of your home.
Or really quiet.
But they would know you're in there. If you live in a neighborhood,
well, if you have
like
a panic
Tim does.
Room, like I mean, I don't have a panic room. I don't know.
But even then,
about.
You'd have to have like a bunker.
Yeah.
A bunker.
You do that. You'd get a bunker.
Even if you had a bunker. Bunker.
Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Oh, that, I got a question. So you talked about eating chicken fingers at Popeyes.
Oh yeah,
good segue.
But there were because this is one of the debates on my Facebook page today was you had like lambasted Branyan about chicken
good
fingers
word.
And mm-hmm. you know that. I've been reading a lot lately, and how that was for kids, and then you were talking about Popeye's chicken fingers. Have you changed your stance?
No.
Okay.
No.
But there are exceptions, because I agree with you. No. There are exceptions on...
Yeah.
I would say it's one of the only arguments he doubles down on consistently.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no tolerance for
the
chicken
finger.
That's
why I wanted to bring it up, because I knew this would be interesting.
The thing immediate is that no. I don't have a choice here. If I had a choice...
Yeah.
To have chicken off the bone in a different format, I would do that.
Yeah.
But I don't have a choice.
That's
it's
why.
It's still ridiculous.
That's why Eskimos eat whale blubber. It's the only thing available at the Arctic
exactly.
buffet.
You know, so, when I was, I was speaking of eating meat, I was reading a thing today about this lost tribe of Tanzania, which I think is in Africa. And they still, like, they totally live off, you know, they're thousands of years they've been doing this where... They're total still hunter-gatherer people. And they showed them eating a baboon. And the people who were studying these guys, they said that their internal gut was so, the bacteria was so strong that they could just, they had the healthiest bacteria of anybody on the planet probably because of all these things that they are exposed to. That
which is why I don't wash my hands. So. We've had that argument.
Yeah, don't bring that up again. That's an argument I can't handle. So you're saying it's so bad it's good? Like
yeah.
they are surrounded by so many bad bacteria.
No, actually different types of bacteria is good. We have bacteria. We have, 5 pounds of bacteria in our body? And a lot of people say that the bacteria in our body tell us what to do. It's almost like they say they're in control, the bacteria in our body.
So are you saying their bacteria, the Tanzanians' bacteria is stronger because they're exposed to
it's just different types of bacteria.
Different.
Have you ever heard of fecal transplant?
I actually have.
Well, that's the idea, is people who have...
Unfortunately.
...have good bacteria, they will take fecal matter from somebody else and have it inserted into themselves, and that builds into the other person.
So some people really are full of it.
Stuff.
Is that just build your immune system? What's the benefit?
Well, it gives a new meaning to cheek-to-cheek.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to know how they insert it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen, like, an airplane being refueled from the air?
That's how...
Very similar.
Okay. I'm opening up the hatch.
Instead of an enema, it's a timina. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Mr. Hawkins, Jane Doe, we are about to start this procedure. If you will assume your cheek-to-cheek
Isn't that
position...
Crazy, though?
That is crazy.
Wow.
I have never heard of that. That's a real thing.
Isn't that nuts? But yeah, I'm all for it. And I know you say you don't like as far as washing hands and things like that. But it is pretty amazing how sterile we've made our lives. And
I think it's bad for us. I honestly think that.
Well, I told you yesterday. They have me on this. You know, I had a cold last week, and I didn't take any medication. I did my Wim Hof breathing, and I felt fantastic.
Right.
But I went to my doctor, and he gave me a shot in the butte.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me it's called a Z-Pak. It's azithromycin.
Yeah.
It's an antibiotic. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll just take it and knock it out. And it just makes you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Because it kills everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes you, yes, it takes care of it, but part of me says that makes me weaker now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on it anymore. I just wish I didn't have to do antibiotics anymore.
So next time around, would you say, nah, I'm good, I'll just fight it off naturally?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I try to do that. I try to fight off. I will not go to the doctor. I don't want to take any medication. And because I used to get sick a lot during the winter, I'd get like bronchitis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would always go to the doctor, and they'd give me a Z-Pak. They'd give me a bunch of stuff, breathing, you know, and I finally just quit doing that, and I hadn't been sick in like 3 years.
So unless it's immediate, like say it's 2 p.m. on a show day, and you can't sing,
right,
or you don't have a voice, then you're like, give me any shot you can to give me a voice back. Yeah. But if it's like a cold, you just want to try to kill it naturally.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I took that Zycam works really well, and Heather's using that too. But it almost when I use that, it almost feels like a steroid. It really gives you a jolt. Mm-hmm. I mean, something. It's almost like you drank a Red Bull or something. You feel that. But we're talking about also how that antihistamine stuff works. It just dries you up. You know, it's anti-inflammatory. I guess when you get inflamed, you have water retention, and that causes just, you know, stuffed up nose and hard to breathe, and it just makes everything shrink.
Yeah, it dries everything up. Yeah, because they even tell you when you take a lot of those that you should drink a lot of water because they dry you out so bad.
Is that yours?
No, it's yours.
Okay.
Do you guys think that some antibiotics or steroids are somewhat falsely, because, for example, the reason I'm asking that question is I had like this throat thing going on like a year ago, and it was killing me for like 2 days, and I was like, I'll get over it. And then like the fourth day, I was like, I have to go get something. Mm-hmm. So I go the fourth day, they give me steroids, and they're like, you take this for 10 days. Well, 2 days later, it was gone. Would it have been gone anyway? Because I feel like the medicine would take a while to kick in anyway.
Yeah, it would have been gone in 2.5 days. I think the only thing medicine really does is it speeds it up just a tad. But I've talked to several doctors that I'm friends with that they know I'm never going to them. And so they've kind of told me the truth. And they're like, it just kind of, it treats the symptoms. So it gets you through.
It does go to the core, yeah, the cause, right?
It treats the symptoms. So it helps you get you through the sickness. And then some of it will help fight it a little bit. But it's more, same way with vitamins. If you don't get the right vitamins, one doctor told me the vitamins, the cheap ones that you buy like at, you know, grocery stores are just top up. That's all they are. They're just a little top up, and you know, but they're not really getting you the core vitamins that you need. It's a money
thing.
So
my question would be, if you can get somebody medicine, you're taking care of the symptoms. So the thing is still running its course. Mm-hmm. You're not like prolonging that.
Yeah.
You're just, the symptoms aren't as bad.
It just makes you feel better so you can cope.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I took a health class in eighth grade. And so, yeah, it just gets you through. It makes it more manageable while your body's fighting it off.
So do you think the purpose of that is that your average Joe, like me, who knows nothing about science or the medical world, would go in and be like, oh, this steroid worked and made me better because I feel okay now?
But
even
some
though it's really still going on internally?
I was, this is actually an embarrassing story, but I was doing like 8 shows in a row, and I had the flu, and I had gotten bronchitis, and so I was fighting both of those things off, and I had like 3 more shows left, and so I flew home for 1 night, and then was getting ready to fly back out to do for 3 days, and I hadn't done laundry, and so I was rummaging around my closet, and like I got my clothes, and the only boxers that I had were like these silk boxers, and that were old, that like. And I put those on. It does have to do with the story. I'm not just sharing that. And so I flew, and whenever I landed, the promoter was like, you look horrible. And I told him I was sick, and he was like, I'm friends with a doctor. So he got me in, and he was like, I'm going to have a nurse come in and give you a steroid shot. And I'd never had one before. And so I like pulled my pants down, but I had my boxers on, but they were so old. They were like torn and like ripped and everything. And the nurse walked in. She had the needle, and I go, so do I need to pull down my boxers, or what? How's this work? And she goes, no, I can just use one of these holes in your boxer there. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my god! And she did. She just picked like the biggest gap and just like stabbed me. But it helped me within an hour. I don't know what kind of steroid it was, but it just—it's
almost scary.
It was scary because it just rejuvenized me.
Why does it freak you out?
Because what's it putting in our body that it makes
it's
you superhero like that?
It builds. What is it? It's steroids are like the reason that it just helps you build tissue, build muscle. I mean, like when bodybuilders use it, you're breaking down the muscle. You take a steroid, all it's doing is it's helping you bounce back faster. When you lift weights and get sore, it's micro tears in your muscle, right? The fibers of your muscles, you got to rest.
Because
if you work on top of that, you're just going to damage it. But steroids, it makes it so those heal quicker. So you can go the next day and just pound it. You feel like a beast. So it's just, you're just able to build muscle.
It expedites the process.
It expedites the muscle. But it's a miracle. I mean, you talk about AIDS patients and them being on just steroids. It's just keeping people alive, you know, where people have these autoimmune disorders where your body's eating itself, you know, where it helps them. It's really amazing. And I've always said, like, with pro sports, you know, they have these people, you're paying them $800 million a year. If they get hurt, at least let them have steroids just to get back in the game.
Yeah.
You know, just to build your body back. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but it's, you know, they've just gotten such a bad name from people who are, you know, if you take them, they're going to leave a toxic residue in your body.
Right.
So if you throw pills and booze into it, yeah, your heart's going to pop. You're going to die. Right. But, I'm all about that. And most steroid users, 95% are just recreational dudes who just want to, you know, who are with the, you know, club fitness. And
are steroids like that illegal? Like, do they have to be doctor prescribed?
I think so. I think I do.
Okay.
I think so.
Because I know they're illegal in, you know, the sporting world.
Yeah.
But I feel like any steroid that you're taking that's strictly for muscular benefit and not for any sort of internal medical benefit is...
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
I guess they'd have
That'd
to be prescribed.
Like the samples.
Yeah, you have the little sample steroids. So I walk around with a huge left arm, but my right arm still looks like
it's totally organic.
I just tried a sample in my left arm.
Uh-huh.
75-year-old lady.
You guys tried our new steroid.
I hate that when you walk by and they're just talking to nobody.
That's so sad.
Everything is just...
Hey, how you doing? And then you make eye contact.
Juice.
Yeah.
I've been
our new pastrami.
They put one right at the exit of Sam's, and it's for a Dish. It's not Dish Network, not a sponsor, but it's some TV thing. And every time you walk by, they'll go, hi. And if you say hi or anything, then they're on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just started walking by and going, I'm sorry, I don't speak English. And then they just, and so now they know it. And so 2 days ago, right before I flew out, I was getting some stuff, and I walked by, and the guy goes, hey, you don't speak English. And I was like, hey, I'm making progress.
I just tell them I already have it. I have Dish. I have DirecTV. Yeah. I have Univision. Yeah.
Here's a question for Bob. It's first one's for everyone. Is the potty break cruise ever going to happen?
That'd be so great.
We haven't talked about that in a while. We have so much going on right now.
There's so much. I feel like that's just, that's definitely on the back burner.
Set it up.
If you want to book it.
Are you about to get an assistant?
And find an amount of money.
I'm wanting one.
Email Tim's assistant.
Did you listen to the episode last week?
I just finished it driving in here today. Yeah.
I know the guy.
It was probably my favorite episode of all
Was
time.
It really?
It was so good.
That like half an
you
hour
take
segment
Dustin
of
out
you.
Of it, it was so good. It was.
I'm out, man.
I mean, I kept
I'm
fast
really
forwarding.
Out.
Of you, it was so genuine.
It like, really
I'm
was.
I'm done doing stuff.
Caleb, I just don't, there's just not enough time for the things
you deserve it. You deserve it.
I appreciate that, and I wish it on everybody.
Yeah.
But it just you work hard, and we hit it hard on these weekends, and then you get home, and then something will happen, or some job will come up, and that's going to take me a whole day, and I'm not doing that anymore.
We got time for that. We need new songs. We need songs.
Okay, I'm getting ready to sell my house and get another one, and so I'm having
are
to
you really?
Fix it. Yeah, yeah.
Are you moving out of the Woodlands?
No, we're staying there, but we're just changing life, and so we're selling the house and getting another one.
New digs.
Yeah, you know I'm getting married in December.
I do know that, and we need to talk about
I called you right after I got engaged.
Yes, you did.
So, I did. So whenever I listened to the podcast and you were saying that, I was like, I want to make fun of him, but I'm kind of in the same way because I'm hiring somebody to come do all this stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hired somebody to do the garbage disposal to fix it.
Yeah.
And I sat there in my island while he worked, and I wrote this bit about getting engaged, which I tried out last night, and it killed.
Yeah.
Well, that bit is going to make me more money than if I would have spent that time doing the garbage. So I totally get it. I'm with you on all
this. Well, I mean, this week we had Heather bought these. We have these three lights on the ceiling as you walk into our house, and you know she bought these really cool. They're like chandeliers. They're like looking lights, and we had the electrician come put them in. And sure enough, he comes in. He's like, "Well, the electrical boxes had to be switched out."
Yeah,
yeah.
He had to have. I don't know why he needed it, but he needed like a 3/4-inch wood, plywood to put up in there to somehow, because of the weight of the of the lights.
But he knew what to do.
It was a 1.5-day deal for him.
Right.
For me, it would have taken
at least four.
I wouldn't have been able to finish it. So
it probably would have ended in a lot of bad words and an argument between you and your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened was is that each one had like 900 of these little glass pieces that we had to do. We did that, but we had to do it together.
Yeah.
So it's like a family thing. So that that's awesome. That was like just an excuse to be together. And we, you know, it's kind of soothing. It's kind of fun when you do little mindless projects. I like those.
Yeah.
But when you're putting in electrical lights and you're hanging, that's not a mindless project to me. That's painful. And anything where I have my hands over my... I think it should be allowed to cuss as a Christian. You should be like, if you're working with your hands over your head, doing, you know, doing this stuff.
That's true. You're on your tippy toes.
Yeah.
Or if you have to turn off your breaker, I think anything that happens after that.
Back and forth to the breaker, back and forth. Yeah. So, yeah, so far so good. We had somebody, the lawn guys came and did the yard, bang up job. Dude, it just...
Got it done in like 5 minutes because they had the fast mowers.
It seems like it, yes. Yeah. And they just knocked it out and it looks great. And I'm just, I don't miss it at all.
It's good. Yeah.
I thought I would, but I don't.
We had a guy on Twitter who volunteered to just do whatever you need him to for free, and he lives here in town. So there you go.
Well, that's
we're getting offers now.
Well, Tim, it was nice. I appreciated our friendship.
Right.
And,
but it's like I have my in my garage. We have it's just we accumulate stuff.
Yeah,
everything just goes to the garage. Garage is the colon of the house, right?
I know.
It's just, that's where everything gets processed.
That's where you make me
throw
stay.
It in the garage. I swear, that's what it is. We have all empty boxes.
Yep.
Like today, two things came. Levi got a MIDI keyboard, so you got the huge box.
Oh yeah.
You know, with the styrofoam.
Yeah.
And then
what are you going to do with that?
That's Jackson got an electric cello in the same size box, so that just gets thrown to the colon of the house.
Right. Until somebody decides they're going to take it to the dumpster, which takes at least 6 months.
Wait a minute. Yes. Your kids aren't making forts out of the boxes. Wait.
No.
How rich are you?
Well, I mean, he's 23
years
old.
Dude, that was like toys. Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, our house doesn't have any.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, you know, you have the old mattress. You have just plywood and stuff that you don't need anymore, but you never, what do you do with it? We have a freezer that burn out.
You guys have a lot of old kid toys in there. Last time I was there. Yeah, well, I mean, like little... bikes and stuff.
Don't you think you could pay somebody to just come pick up all that stuff?
You can.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I got junk. Come
there
pick
was
it
a
up.
Guy we, there junk. Was a guy we knew that he just did it with his pickup truck, and he would come, and for like $35, he had some wood sides on it. Whatever you could get in that truck, he would haul away for $35.
Dang.
We did that 2 or 3 times.
Huh. What a gig.
Yeah, like I put together this lamp today that Susan had bought. And then get it done, and then I got this, you know, 2x2x2 box.
Yes.
That I had to, and guess where it went?
Tell me the name of it is
colon.
Junk trunk for $30, like or something like that. Like and he just goes everywhere and just gets stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to burn it. You know, I used to get all the boxes and just burn them in the backyard.
I don't have time for that now.
Yeah. Oh, then what?
Don't have time for that now.
I'm not gonna do it. No, I'm not doing it anymore. I mean, I'm seriously, in my garage, I don't have a thought in my mind about doing any of that.
I'm just waiting for that to leak into, like, the work world where you're like, hey, I'm going to have a stand-in, do the podcast. I just don't have time.
Right.
And sound check, somebody else.
You know what
that.
I am fully
He's gonna
expecting?
He's going to be, hey, Frank, can you pull my curtain clothes on my bunk?
I don't have time.
Yeah,
I don't have time for that.
I can't do that.
Can't
can you just,
break.
Just
okay,
pull
I'm
my
telling you,
curtain clothes?
We are weeks away from me calling him just in the middle of the week and somebody going, hello, Tim's phone. And I'm just going to have to have a relationship with them.
Don't these really successful people have more than one phone?
Oh,
they
yeah.
have, like, different types
yeah,
of phones.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you don't already.
Well.
You definitely need one.
I don't. I'm not.
Because I got a response from text the other day. I sent you something funny.
Yeah.
And I got a response that did not seem like it was from you.
What did it say?
It was like, it was a little emoticon. It was like a little smiley face.
Well, he likes those. He sent me a kissy face.
Yeah, yeah. I've never gotten that from you.
Yeah. No, yep. He'll send emojis.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
I love
never
that's
gotten...
my new thing. Is it's like the meme.
Yeah.
The meme things.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Wait, smiles. Where did okay.
Did you delete me already?
No. I'm just
Sophie
scrolling
is,
down here.
Sophie is she's always doing emojis and
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
All kinds of stuff. Constantly.
Sophie's definitely
they're genius.
Definitely in that.
You can't share what I sent you, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, you sent me the smiley face that was crying.
Yes.
And I was like, I've never gotten I usually get like a one word thing from you.
Yeah.
Like stop.
Well, we have our thing that we do, you know, when we see certain things, we'll say
This made me think of you.
You know. And 90% of the time I'm with Heather and she's like, what are you doing?
Okay.
What are you doing? I'm so, like, it's for smiling. Like we'll see.
So here's the best. So
like, I'll see something like that, and I'll send it to him.
Sarah and I were out, like, I forget where we were, somewhere romantic. We were having a really romantic time. Hear this, Tim. Sarah and I were out having this great romantic night.
Yeah.
And you sent me the very last, I'm sure what you just showed Caleb.
Yeah.
And I started dying laughing. And Sarah looked, and she was like, is that from Tim? And I was like, yeah. And I tried to explain the whole, like, running gag. And so we got up, and we started. She was like, okay, let's go find some. And so we started going around. I seen one right outside my gym, and like it was so great.
Do you think that women understand how we communicate?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the good ones.
Well,
like the
yes and no.
The good ones do.
Yeah.
I think they kinda get it.
Well, they get it and they're just like why?
Well,
I'm like, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Why?
Why?
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
You're going to be getting a lot more now because Sarah's on board. Like, well, like before, if that was not the case.
Say I first meet you and you introduce me to Sarah.
Yeah.
And I would say to Sarah, I would say, how did you, Bob, you're ugly. How did you do this?
Yeah.
You know? And she would just be beaming and you would just be like, I know.
Yeah,
I don't
playing
know.
It up. Yeah.
I know, I'm an idiot.
I outpunted my
you
coverage.
You can't do that the other way.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, right.
Really? That's, this is the best you could do?
How'd you get him?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. To a guy, I mean, being abusive is endearing.
Yeah.
It is.
You know?
It definitely is. Definitely is.
Yeah, we insult each other all the time, but I never hear, like, girls doing that.
No, Bob, here's a question
it's
for
just
you.
A different thing.
Will the new marriage cause you to be even cheaper? This is from Twitter.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, I've spent way more money on things that I never, and with no problem. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just because, I mean, I'm hemorrhaging money right now because I just bought, you know, I bought the ring. I'm about to buy a house. We've got a bunch of other expenses. The wedding, we've got to pay for the wedding, like all this. And it's been no big deal, which is surprising. So I don't know. I mean, I still have ketchup packets in my bag in there and stuff like that. But I did take the toilet paper from the hotel this morning.
Got to save money where you can.
Yeah. Did I tell you what Sarah did where she called the hotel? Did I share that?
I saw that.
Where she called the hotel and she got them to take all the toilet paper out of my room before I checked in.
Really?
And then she mailed
That's
a
keep
note.
Keep her right there, Bobby.
She mailed a note for the lady to put over the toilet. So when I checked in, and here's the funniest part about it. I actually really did have to go to the bathroom right when I got there, and so they gave me the key, and I walked in, and I went to the bathroom, and there was no toilet paper, because she had, and then she had mailed a note in that said, don't forget to wipe, love, Sarah, and it was sitting up on top of the toilet paper, and it was so great. But yeah, so I don't know, that's a great question, we'll see.
Cheaper.
I'm always going to try to save money, but just pass it on to, because she's got two kids, too, so I'm going to have four kids in the house that I'm feeding. And
just don't order when you go out to eat. I stopped ordering. You know, because I knew that I was going to eat what they didn't eat.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point where everybody eats everything, so it's kind of cool.
So I order.
Like an extra.
I try to order cheaper now, you know, and I always, like, my kids know to get water, you know, so that saves, like, $2.50 and, you know, to not fall for the upcharge that all the waiters always do and stuff like that. Because I want us to go out and have a good time, but, you know, that bill can run up, you know. I took
go
Sarah
out to
and
eat is, I, we can't, yeah.
Yeah, it's I took Sarah expensive. And her kids out. Just her and her kids, like, last week. And it was $80. Just boom. And
how'd you
just
handle that? Hurt
with hit. A smile on my face.
Yeah, you just did it.
Yeah, I just did it.
They're just racking up the Cokes.
Yeah.
Heather and I had a good lunch a couple of days ago. Went to Llewellyn's.
Oh, yeah.
We had a fish and chips craving. Do you like fish and chips?
I do. How did theirs compare to the one that you got? I mean, I'm sure it's not comparable.
It was pretty close.
Really?
Yes, Llewellyn's it was. This is just cod. Well. Yeah, I would say.
Wow.
They do a cod where we had halibut on Victoria, and it was really good. Yeah. Mm. Their fries are good. They give you mushy peas.
For a non-seafood area. Peas.
Yeah.
Their Llewellyn's does it well.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Good. Yeah, that's a new solid thing. For years, I didn't really. Because sometimes you get them, there's too much batter. And it's just, it's too much.
Susan and I had one of our best lunches. I think I mentioned last week, but it's down on Old Main Street. The restaurant right next to what used to be the winery, the old winery of the Little Hills. You know, which now is going to be a salt and smoke barbecue place. But it's Braden or something like that. And, man, had the greatest lunch. She had a salad. I had this chicken salad sandwich. It had apples in it. I've never had apples in chicken salad, but it was game changer.
Wow.
There's a couple good questions. Which is more likely to exist, Bigfoot or extraterrestrials?
Yeah. I read that one on my Facebook, Bob Smiley Comedy, and I think Bigfoot.
I'm going to say extraterrestrials. I think aliens are out
Somebody
there.
Had a follow-up question to that, was where does Bigfoot go when he wants to get away from it all? Which I was like, it made
She's
me just
waving.
Think about it.
Sophie's waving.
Sophie's back there in the back of the bus waving at us.
What do you think?
Bigfoot or I would probably say extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because what would Bigfoot be?
I think it's just some monster.
Where would he come from?
Like a guy, right. Like, is it a bear Arctic that was like half human?
I think eventually there will be a Bigfoot that'll be just like a mutant thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
There will probably be
but
multiple.
Mutant from what?
I would say a weird
falls in love with a moose.
Yeah.
We'll have the talk later.
But like if Bigfoot is a would that be a dude?
I think it would be
a mutant guy.
I think it would be like a
when a bear loves a moose.
There it is.
He's coming out of the shell.
I feel like it would be like a highly trained monkey.
Can't do anything to keep that moose in line.
What would it be? It would be like
imagine this.
Like if a bear and a mountain lion.
Okay, maybe, but if you highly train a monkey.
No, they're different species. They're not going to be able to make
anything. No. Monkeys are really smart. So if you let's say you teach a monkey to do something.
Like run sound? That's easy.
Like run sound. Like some human type.
Easy. Feel like we've done that.
Type skill.
Yeah.
I already know the way you're going to respond, so I can't even get through this. But don't you feel like they could easily adapt into some sort of violent but highly educated monster?
That's a
monkey. But then that monkey mates with like a bear, and the offspring is, who knows? And there you have Bigfoot.
I love how we were talking about like medicine and science, and now we're on to.
Why is that ridiculous?
Okay.
Crossbreeding.
Why is that not ridiculous? You don't crossbreed with other species.
It happens. Koi dogs.
But what if
koi dogs?
No, they choose.
Coyotes and dogs.
They choose.
Yeah, what if?
Yeah.
Wait, what if who chooses what?
What if the bear and the monkey just
get
together?
What if that's their lifestyle?
So one day the bear's hanging out.
They can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bear's hanging out in the woods.
They fall in love.
Why do you hate monkey love?
Yeah. What if you see a bear leaned up against a tree and a monkey walks by and goes,
you found love. Hey. Why can't a monkey find love, Tim?
Hey, monkey. Hey, monkey, monkey.
Okay, first off, they don't talk. They're not going to say, hey, monkey, monkey.
Do you think you could teach a monkey to talk? There's a question.
I think we have. And
no,
I'm
that's
looking
the
at
bear
one.
Talking to the monkey. No, it's not the monkey talking. The bear is talking to the
now,
monkey.
Now, how do we get... Okay,
oh, so the bear can talk. Okay, so this is back
from.
To reality.
This is reality.
Yeah. Okay, so...
What
this
did
is
you
reality.
Say? Reality?
I may have had a couple cups of coffee in the hotel today. I'm a little hyper.
Okay, who believes Bigfoot could exist?
I believe that there...
Okay, what would it be?
Nah, I don't think
I think it would be like a mutant bear.
So what I'm saying, I think it would breed with some another animal.
It has nothing
animal.
To do with monkeys, though.
Do you know how many mutations it would take for a bear to
Seven.
Be a mutant?
I can show you my drawer.
No, it would be... Seven. It's...
Yeah.
See, I think
get
that
my
people
notebook.
Have a. I think that people have. They don't know what a mutation is.
Yeah.
And mutations are almost 100% deleterious. It's like. It's their typos.
You know, I don't know what that means. Bring it down to my level.
You have a computer right in front of you.
It means that it weakens the structure. It's like a typo in a book.
I like that word.
If you have a if you're reproducing a book, it's like a typo. It's a mutation.
Okay, so
you just add up all these different mutations, and it's going to end up where, you know, you won't understand. It's just all gibberish in the book because that's what DNA is. It's information, and it's duplicated, right? And it's the mutations. If you two things interact, create something else.
Okay, so
you know, you're not adding information. You're not getting better, the organism better. It's always getting worse.
It's getting
mutation makes
like
something
worse. Like a
copy
worse. Of a copy.
Yes.
Okay, now that you
so
said
people
that.
Are saying, well, you're going to, I'm sorry for interrupting, but
I'm going
to say, like if you say you're doing a Dr. Seuss book and after many mutations, well, now it's War and Peace. That's what people think. It doesn't get better. I mean, the biology, it always gets worse.
So in other words, you're weakening the purist.
Yes.
Yeah, the genetic code.
I think we're devolving. We're getting weaker.
I didn't think about that. So now I'm going to change my answer to a monkey and a feral hog. That's what
that
I'm going to say it is.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
But it
next
wouldn't
question.
Have the intelligence to do
feral
anything
hogs
smart.
Are smart. They're pretty smart. Pigs
but
are smart.
Wouldn't part of that intelligence be weakened by the
it
mutation?
Would. But if you're taking a monkey, which is very smart, and a feral hog, which is very smart, then even that weakened state would still be...
Why don't we try it?
They could still get to the third grade.
Let's start an organization. Let's try this out.
Don't you think it's already doing one right now, though?
Oh, you know there's something going on somewhere right now in Arkansas.
Yeah.
They're trying stuff out.
All right. Yeah, I just... that's just all hooey. Any kind of... that's all sci-fi.
But you, know, you think you extraterrestrials could exist?
No, I think there's more possibility... Right
for
extraterrestrials. I think it's probably not. They don't exist. But I think there's more of a possibility that
than Bigfoot.
It would be there than Bigfoot.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair. I think Bigfoot started out. It was a hoax that somebody did, yeah. And it has grown and grown and grown, and it became bigger than itself.
Do you think the Loch Ness Monster was real?
Boy, that's a weird one. I think it shows the power of legend, where. You can't really disprove something.
It's true.
And I think there's creatures, you know, they're finding creatures all the time in the ocean that they've never seen. They've never been documented. So
well, that's what I think is interesting about.
I think that's possible.
That
it's
one
possible.
Is the water is so unknown. I mean, what did they say? We've found like 10% of creatures in the water, some crazy percentage. So something like that could absolutely exist.
Well, and they're finding stuff still, like some giant hairy thing washed up on the beach in, I think, England.
Really?
Yeah. And they had, and this was like 2 weeks ago, and they had no idea what it was, and they went back to, like, way back into, you know, the dinosaur age and said, well, we felt like there might have been this thing, and I forget what all it was called, but, like, it was this gigantic, huge, like a gigantic squid-looking thing, but it was covered in hair. And then there was, like, the skeleton. It was
gross.
Just weird. Like, just
in the world?
And stuff like that pops up all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, I think there's a lot out there.
Yeah, I think we're, in the next, like, 50 years or so, we're going to find some freaky stuff and be like, how did we not know that existed?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know who your favorite potty break crew member is, Bob.
Me?
Yep. They're asking you who your favorite crew member is.
Choose wisely.
Oh, how about man. You just give each of us a compliment?
Choose
I like that better.
I love Freight's Papa Bear, like love he has for everybody and how patient he is. I love how Naked just takes on any challenge and is always there with a side comment to be funny and cheer people up. And Caleb, your beard looks good.
Thank you.
Wait, I think we're getting a call.
Oh, are we getting a phone call?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Scotty McCracken.
Oh, hey.
Scotland. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. What's up?
I heard you talking about Nessie. Don't you make fun of Nessie. That's the legend.
Well, yeah, well, we were just...
curses on your house.
Well, I don't want to curse... Oh, can you curse my house now?
Don't you push it, Smiley. Don't you push it.
Okay. Say this is Scotty McCreary, country singer? Have you,
McCracken.
No, it's not Scotty McCreary. It's Scotty McCracken. Okay.
McCracken.
Oh, okay.
Is he, so have you, like seen, Scotty McCreary. Have you seen Nessie?
Yeah, have you seen Nessie?
Flea, don't you joke about that. I've taken the rides on Nessie many times as a child. They took us out, that's right, they took us out. And we used to ride on his back. Down and up, it's so fun.
Would you go underwater?
Pet him. Give him treats.
What does biscuits. He eat?
Treats.
Biscuits.
What, biscuits?
Cracker Barrel biscuits?
What's Cracker Barrel? We don't have that in Scotland.
Is he time. Crumpets? I don't have time to explain crumpets? That.
Caleb, it feels like to me you're making fun of me. I don't like it.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm going to get old Conor McGregor on you. If I ever see you to your face, I'll come up to your face, I'll grab your beard with both hands, rip it right off your chin, and I won't even think twice about it.
Can I ask you a question? Are you open maybe. To questions? Do you believe in Bigfoot or the possibility of Bigfoot? You know, having experienced shenanigans with Nessie.
He's ridden Nessie.
Yeah. The world is a crazy place. There's many things we haven't seen. You know, there's 90% of the seas of the oceans we haven't seen.
Wait a minute, are you riding Nessie right
Sorry,
now?
I'm drinking heavily right now.
He's got a growler.
Are you riding Nessie when the water's hitting you in the mouth?
Of scotch.
You have a growler full of scotch.
A growler full of scotch.
How were you able to dial the phone?
I don't. I did Siri. I said Siri. Call the show. Call Body Break.
And it dialed straight through.
Yeah.
So you could curse my house. Can you curse the house I'm in right now? Because I'm about to move.
Smiley, don't even. I know you're making fun of me. I don't like it. I don't like it. I do like how you shape. I like that, though. I can totally relate to that.
How about shape?
Huh?
Shape?
Cheap.
Cheap.
Oh, cheap. Cheap. He's hard to understand.
It's cheap. Cheap.
Cheap, you moron!
Well, another sip of the growler?
But I do like Fred's song. I believe that. I can see a bear loving a moose.
I bet you can see it right now.
Chicken loving, like a hamster, or because they're kind of the same size, I think they'd get along, make it work.
You wouldn't need a ladder, yeah.
Okay, Smiley, why do you have to go there all the time? Be dirty with it, with love, with animal love. Why do you have to be dirty with it?
How did you get this number?
He said, we're on Siri. He just said, call the show.
He said, call the show. He said, call the show. Potty break.
Come on, that's how everybody calls us. Call the show.
Of all people, it should know better than that. Technology is
advanced. The Bible says you don't have it because you don't ask for it.
Name it, claim it, brother. Name it, claim it. Well, we're happy you're listening. What time is it over there?
It's Celsius.
It's growler
just
time.
Celsius.
It's growler time over there, yeah.
40
it's
Celsius growler. Central.
Yeah. Yes. I've got to go. I've got to go have a fist fight in the backyard with my uncle.
Bye. All right, Scotty. Thanks for calling in. Wow.
Scotty McCracken.
I'm worried
Scotty
about my curse.
Rickin. Scotty yeah. McCrackerickin?
Wow. That's fun.
He's kind of intense.
We haven't had a caller in a while.
Yeah.
It's fun. I feel like the phone lines... Needed wow. it. I needed it.
People
closed.
Well,
down.
Apparently Siri has opened up the.
I think so.
Opened
Maybe
up
we'll
the,
be getting
the
more
waves
calls
again.
Because more people know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now that they know funny, they can call in,
you know that some people are asking.
Oh, you know Siri's going to light up on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Hey Siri, call Potty Break.
That's a good question though. Do you think we?
What
will
do you think would
have,
happen actually?
Well, will we ever have that ability to have call? You know, people calling in, or is that something we need to?
Oh, for us, yeah, we
yeah,
can
you
have
can
that
do
ability.
That.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, we can do that.
You guys have had people call in.
Well,
like Poos has called in.
Well, especially when we, if we get it set up in a static environment, then we
I think
can definitely do it.
The best way to do it, like how a radio show has it, is they typically the producers answer the phone. So, like, they would call in, and the producer would answer off air,
yeah.
and be like, "Hey,
like a screener.
What
yeah.
are you? Yeah,
yeah.
What's and your name? What are you through. Calling about?" And then they pipe you through. Uh-huh. Which, like, Gerber could do that. Could have Gerber as our
Just
phone
throw
guy.
Him, yeah, throw him on it.
Yeah, whenever he decides to show up.
Yeah.
Gerbs. How do you like these local shows? To ask you that. I mean, I know they're different. Every location's different. Last night was much different than when we were in Wentzville.
Yeah.
But do you have a general
They are
feeling?
Different. They do feel strange. I mean...
Are you more nervous performing for people that you know are there?
You know, I don't... Yeah. I don't you know, you want to do well and you want people to enjoy it and you want to at least have some new stuff that they haven't heard before. You can make local references.
Yeah, you pulled out some local stuff last
local
night.
Local references and just be Everybody a little bit that. More freeform. I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I dig it. I do like doing them every once in a while, sure.
Carrie and I did another Singles Not a Four-Letter Word show in the Woodlands like we'd done last year. And
Are you
it was
allowed
like,
to do that
what?
Still?
What?
I mean, you're engaged. Can you still do those?
We still have some on the books. Yeah,
after you're married?
I can still do it because here's my message. And I stand on this message. And I even said this last night. Like, I've been single, then I was married, then I've been, you know, divorced, and then I've been single again, and then I've been... And the only thing that's consistent is my relationship with Christ. And so that's really... that's what you're going to ding? You're going to ding?
Yeah.
That may be your best ding
Anything
ever.
Anything where you're promoting yourself or trying to puff yourself up.
Yeah. But
it deserves a ding.
God like, doesn't need your promotion,
I stand... He needs a
He's
PR
promoting
guy.
Promoting himself just
and
fine.
So I bet people wasn't at the cross dinging him. Like, imagine. Like,
he is the Holy Spirit. He
people were dinging Tim last night. That guy with the cowbell right
when
the show started.
Oh, that was so
did he
crazy.
Do it at your set?
No. He finally shut up because I think he realized, like, he got his laugh and then.
Well, no, he did it again after one of the songs. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It was like as people were cheering after one of the songs.
Okay.
He's like,
oh, he rang a little bit.
I was sitting over by him whenever he did it the first part at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And. You know, you handled it well, and then I didn't hear it the rest of the time. But I guess right after a song is fine.
Yeah.
But.
Well, down here in South County, you're kind of, you know, you're going to draw from
Cowbell
some interesting
wasn't
places.
Out of the
Missouri
dorm.
Has its own special kind of
redneck
quality.
Because we're not far from South Missouri, which is like Louisiana. Love you, Louisiana, but it's like kind of weird. So
and
we're not too
it's
far.
It's got its weird pockets.
Yeah. And as long as people know to stop,
it's northern
I think it's
Arkansas.
Fine. But,
but you never know if that guy has the intentions of doing that after every like punchline or what his deal is.
Yeah.
So I think
That's
you got to play it somewhat aggressively.
He brought it.
Yeah.
He brought it.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know where he was. I just heard it.
He was
back
in the
right.
But if
he was
I thought,
stage left.
Was
yeah.
he?
Like the way Caleb was sitting up to the
I got my wallet, my phone.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
But I was going to go search for him if it kept ringing.
The wrath of
fate. It was going to...
No, you wouldn't the have... If he ever did it again, it was going to be...
The cowbell was going to disappear.
I used to do a bit about playing the triangle when I was a kid, and I had a guy bring a triangle, and he thought it was funny to hit the triangle like after every joke.
Yeah.
Like, and I finally had to totally make fun of him.
Yeah.
Kind of mean-spirited for him to get it.
But I I've said this to you guys before... That people talk about heckling or people who do that kind of thing, they almost all the time think they're helping you.
Yeah.
They think they're adding something by commenting or cowbelling or yelling or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that... And you have to... And the thing is, you have to let them know as soon as possible that they're not.
I use your line a lot. I don't get heckled a lot, but when I do, if it gets out of hand, I'll use your line of just like, I'll take it from here, Slappy. Like, just let them, hey, I've got this. This is what I get paid to do.
Yeah,
so
please, shutty uppy. You're not helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go write some jokes and you have a little, you know.
Yeah,
you
get your own microphone and then you can do this.
Now,
but
people didn't come to hear you.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why people are always like, hey, can you give me a shout out? Can you give me, I'm like, yeah, that'll be fun for everyone in the room, you know. And that kind of makes them realize like, oh, maybe it's not about me today, you know.
Well, if we could make it like a few weeks ago, we had a note on the stage about somebody getting married. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it up.
Oh, you got my
and
note.
Used it in the, I asked who's being married, and then we did some marriage stuff or whatever. And that
she was in her
really
gown,
well.
I think.
She
was in her wedding gown?
Yeah, she came in.
I think she had gotten married, and they came in their wedding gown.
They got married and then went to the show.
Yeah. Which was perfect because I think it appeared to be.
As a married guy.
I think it appeared to look like he was riffing, and like it wasn't really the bit,
right? Yeah.
So just used it as a cue.
Oh,
but man,
I'd
we
be so
still
mad.
get those questions. Like people come to me and be like, it's my mom's birthday. I'm like, okay, there's 3,000 people here.
About
I'm sure there's
night,
another
there's
birthday.
One.
Okay, can we go back to that poor groom who finally got married and then went to your show? And your show's like 2.5 hours long.
He's probably outside
there.
Smoking a cigarette or something.
He's
just
like,
kind of
skip to
pacing.
The end, Tim. Please,
yeah.
Yeah, it is one of the longer shows that you can attend after your wedding.
I'm like, that would be so bitter.
Yeah, and end scene.
Yeah. I'd be standing up after each show going, all right, good show, good show. All right,
well, maybe those are one of those couples, they're just going to hold hands for the first year. Just,
yeah.
Like, you really love me.
Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
You really love me.
When a man loves a woman.
That was a question we got today was, can Freight sing? And I think we can say...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys know anybody that has perfect pitch?
No. I played, I was in a choir at Mizzou, and there was the piano player girl. She had perfect pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. I feel like it'd be annoying to have perfect pitch. Like, I've heard it's kind of, it's somewhat of a thorn in your side.
Okay, you want to do a test here? I think I could probably figure it out.
I had a friend in college. He was a music major, and he had perfect pitch.
You mean you want to try to guess the key? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to try to catch the key of D. Ready? So you got it on YouTube.
No.
And don't push it out. And while my finger, and then you can, like, do you have a tone? Find a D tone. When I give you the signal.
All right.
See if I've got it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Do you have perfect pitch? Or do you have relative pitch?
I think it's probably more relative pitch.
Yeah.
I have fast pitch. Like, I have no...
That wasn't even insane. A cent off.
That was right on. Let me try it. Can you do C?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm so blown away.
Tell me when you have it.
That was not set up. For everyone listening to this, that was not set up. Were you looking at your phone?
No. He closed his eyes. I watched the whole thing. He closed his eyes. He went to his mind palace.
I was thinking of the song More Than a Feeling, and it's in D, and I was thinking, this is the key he sings it in.
Yeah, I think you have relative pitch.
That's insane. I mean, I'm not that good.
All right. Key of C, Bob.
Okay.
You're sliding.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That was right on.
Yeah, that was good. You're like Freddie Mercury.
I should come up and do some songs with you. Oh, so you can do it too. So do we all have perfect pitch?
Oh, man, that's funny.
I think so.
No, we don't all have perfect pitch. If you really want me to answer that question.
I think we talked about this on...
all.
But I remember one time you called me and you told me to stop singing in my show. No, because I don't sing. Yeah, I think we talked about this in podcast, but like I had a couple of lines where I would sing one word or two words, and you told me that you thought the joke would be better if I wouldn't sing because people were so annoyed about how bad I was singing it. That, and it worked.
Which
it
joke was
advice.
It?
It was I was doing the rubber sticky hand story about Chuck E. Cheese, and I would do that I wrote a song called If I Can't Be Number One in Your Heart, Then Number Two on You. Mm-hmm. And I would sing that line.
Right,
and you called me up one time, and we'd just done a gig, and you told me. And it was great advice, and it was super sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't in mean spirit, but you were like, I think you're annoying people, so you're not getting the laugh, because people are so bothered by how bad you sing.
Okay, can I try one more for you?
Sure.
Can I pick it?
Sure.
Key of G.
Wait. That's G?
That's G.
Wait, hold on one second.
Go back to your D.
Sorry, I'm gonna... Wait. What's...
Harmony. It's pretty close.
That was G?
That's G.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing D.
Oh.
So we go.
So are we doing G or D now?
So it's D. D, E, F, G. G. So it's G.
You're so annoying.
Shoot the pill out of it. Perfect pitch.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
That's
sorry, guys.
That's the closest. That's the closest I ever heard my dad cuss was we had done a choir thing, and it was really bad. It was like a youth group choir. And my dad walked by as we were practicing, and he was like, is that in, and this may be an old joke, but I'd never heard it before. He goes, is that in the key of L? And the guy said, no, it's whatever, G or whatever. And my dad was like, oh, sounds like L. And then just walked off. It was kind of like, it reminded me of your dad's like fish joke.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Oh, well, I got to go get ready.
I do too.
Okay.
We got a show.
Hey, will you hand me that unopened Johnny W.
So,
DVD?
Abbreviated version of the potty break tonight, folks. We only have an
a show
hour
to
in
do.
Us. But.
It's actually not a Johnny W. DVD anymore. Look at that.
What is it? Did somebody put something over it?
Somebody took it over.
See it? Don't make me come back.
Are these
there.
Actual essential oils?
Dustin Nickerson's podcast.
That's what's going on
releasing
over there.
Releasing every Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah, we got a little
Who's
diffuser
got
there.
The diffuser
been diffusing
the
some peppermint.
Oh, that's nice, nice.
Yeah, it smelled good it's when I got on the bus today.
Well, right. Had another show in STL tonight.
Yep.
Gonna go set up, get
it's
everything
fun.
Ironed out. Cool. Well,
what are we loving?
Let's see.
I'm loving. I think we're gonna play golf tomorrow.
Wow.
Todd brought his clubs.
That's
so
something new.
Whoever wants to play.
I'm loving some news. Something happened.
Whoa.
And I'm not going to tell you.
Teaser.
What?
What?
But you just got to trust me.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like in the government? You're talking about the Kavanaugh thing?
No.
Oh, because they just had the...
No.
Oh. What are you talking about?
I'm just something cool.
You can't do that.
Some personal
you have to... If it's what do you
Why
like,
would
you
have
to tell us what it is.
It's not...
Can you tell us off mic?
No.
What?
I can't.
Wow.
I can't do it. Because it's not official, so...
You're not quitting, are you?
Hmm? I cannot speak.
Oh, seriously?
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Not, I didn't,
okay.
I'm not
He didn't say it, but
no,
wow.
He did not. No, no, okay. No.
If that,
no,
is, no, if that no. is it, though, I am super stoked.
I'm loving that, too.
That is awesome.
Booby, right. What are you loving?
I'm loving... Being engaged. I'm also loving that my fans are... We did a wedding registry on Amazon, and I'm loving that my fans are sending us all this weird, funny stuff.
Only you would do that. You were such a skeeter.
It was so great.
Reach out to your fans to get free stuff for your wedding.
No, we didn't. We did an Amazon registry just for fun for some of our friends.
And you shared the link on your Facebook page.
I did not. It was on my Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, Bob Smiley Comic. And... But it's fun because these fans, you guys get gifts every week. Like, so it's a...
Yeah, we do.
You know, it's almost like a boring thing to you guys now, but it's very
not.
Exciting.
Let
and,
me just clarify.
No,
thank
it's
you,
not
listeners,
a
for the
I
gift.
See you rolling your
I
eyes
apologize.
When Caleb
Bob's
gets stuff,
rude
he
comment.
Rolls his eyes and is like, oh,
wow.
That is
not
again.
True.
Wow.
I would say that.
You hang me out to dry, I'll hang you.
I'll say a good 80%. It's 80-20 rule. 80% are great.
Yeah. That's been our experience.
This shirt
too.
Right here, this lady made it. Called, says Oak Grove on it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
from Mississippi, I think.
Great shirt.
That's a great shirt.
Cool I wear it all the time. I love it.
Great shirt.
I wear a large. But Sarah's never been a part of that world, so she loves like Robert G. Lee sent us some bedding.
The Confederate soldier?
Yeah. You know Robert G. Lee. The
I've
comedian.
Actually never met him.
He's
I know
never
who
met
he is,
Robert.
But I've never met him.
He's, no, he and his wife.
He was at.
Us,
he was at. You met him at the show in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I met him.
Anyway, he sent us some bedding, and he put a note in there. This is for you and Sarah to think about every time you go to bed, just not in a creepy way. You know, like stuff like that, and people can put notes and stuff like that. So we're just loving, like, getting close to getting married.
Nice.
That's what I'm loving.
Freight, what are you loving?
I'm loving that we're home doing a show, and we get to drive home to our own houses tonight.
Yeah.
And then be off tomorrow, so I've got... I got to hang some lights on the front porch tomorrow. So you want to come over and help?
There's another thing that I will not be doing ever.
Wait, okay. Well, that brings up an interesting point. Will you help other people with other things? Because it's not your stuff, so it might not be as
no,
stressful.
No, his assistant will help other people with other things.
He goes
and
up.
Tim will get credit for it.
Because I feel like it comes
sure,
with a different form of stress.
Yes.
When it's not your stuff, you're like, eh, sure, I'll come help.
Yeah, it depends, you know, case basis, sure. Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, right. Absolutely going to help.
Cool.
Oh, I'm also loving an offer on the new bus. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard. Put an offer on the new bus. So.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So we might have a new bus in a couple weekends.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, well, wow, wow.
We need
a long as we driver. Have a driver.
We yeah, but you're close to driver.
That. So well, not
tweeted
for
us
weekend.
If oh, okay. you want to drive the bus.
No.
Have to have Tim needs an assistant that will live at his house no.
And
can
a bus
drive
driver.
The bus.
No, we'll
can
take care of the...
His bus, Boonky Bonky, Snoogers Nuts.
Yeah.
And nice then we job. Won't see you anymore. So it's been great hanging.
Tim,
thanks for having me out on the road. It was super fun.
I will have cameras installed.
So that you can watch everything that's going on the bus.
Are you
going
to be like a hologram that'll show up on this bus that you can talk to us like the big
head? Oh, yeah, we can have one of those little speakers in every bunk so you can call us from your bus and talk to us.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, you're going to pull up in your new bus and it's going to be like Groundhog Day where if he, you know, Tim stuck his head out and we saw his shadow, so we got 2 more weeks of golfing.
Can we put your face on the side of the bus?
Never.
Can we put someone else's face?
Ooh, ooh.
Bob's face.
Yeah. Then people will leave you alone.
Definitely not.
Nobody's going to knock on that bus.
No.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be funny.
To paint someone else's face on the side of the bus. Like somebody that nobody knows.
Like Rich Jones?
Yeah. I don't know who Rich Jones
Rich would love that.
Rich would love that. Rich would actually be cool with that.
So Rich, you just got to give us permission to give put your face on the
get
bus.
Your face, I think he would love that. Side of the bus.
That'd be so great.
Thanks for the permission, Rich. Well.
All right.
Shut up and take your blessing.
Where do I
shut
have
up
that?
And take your blessing.
See, yeah, we have our own.
We've got our own thing.
Oh, sorry.
We're professionals.
I don't know my place or time.